Let's learn to daven. Parshas Kisisa, Tovshin Ayin Dalet. Okay, I would like to give a general overview tonight for tefillah. I was on a plane today, and I was doing a lot of thinking about this shiur tonight. And I'd like to ask you the following question, all three of you, okay? The Beis HaMikdash, the forerunner of which was the Mishkan, what is it? What is the Beis HaMikdash? What's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? If I asked you in one question, tell me the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. What would you say? How would you answer the question? What's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash?
To focus our energies in serving Hashem.
To focus our energies in serving Hashem is not bad. Not bad. A little bit of platitudes, but not enough specificity there. But it's good. You're right, because korban is to become close to Hashem. And there's no question that the function of the Beis HaMikdash is korbanos. So you're right. But the Beis HaMikdash is called Ki Beisi Beis Tefilahi L'Kol Ha'am. It's called the Beis Tefilah. Ki Beisi Beis Tefilahi L'Kol Ha'am. What is that? My house is a house of tefillah. What is that, a house of tefillah? What did they daven in the Beis HaMikdash? What does that mean? They had a minyan there? What is that? You know, people ask about the Kaisel area, about whether who made up davening outside? Does it have a din of a shul? Is it a shul? What kind of dinim does it have? You know, actually, you know what I mean? Especially when you daven outside, you know, like, what is it? What is it? It's really at the... I know there are a lot of Aronis there and a lot of Bimas there, you know, and a lot of, you know, Shtenders and a lot of Sidurim and Chavashim and a lot of Minyanim, right? You know, it's, but what is it? Okay. So, Beisi Beis Tefilah Hila Kol Ha'am. So, we've been learning about how to daven. And I would say, learning how to daven has been a pleasure. Davening is a struggle. I was very inspired this past Shabbos. I was in Lakewood, and my son lives 3 miles from the yeshiva in a what they call a complex, and I think there are like 120 families there.
That's nice.
It's very nice, bunch of townhouses, and all of these complexes build a. He's a different word for it besides complex. I don't know what they use, and they build a shul. And the shul has two floors. The first, the bottom floor is an Ashkenaz minyan. Top floor is a Sfarad minyan. And whatever, very nice. And they got to daven there. They davened at 8:30. And they davened. And I'm going to try to ask the shul to do this. They davened with a koil. You know, I think in the world at large, in shuls at large, you come in, davening is rather on the quiet side, except when you sing. And people don't daven out loud. Some people don't even like people to daven out loud. It disturbs them. You know, it depends how out loud they do. And I very often, I'm a person who davens out loud, and people come over to me and tell me sometimes I daven too loud out loud. But, you know, I walked into a minyan with about, you know, 60, 70 guys. They're all davening. There's a mile for davening out loud. You know what the mile for this is? I'm tangential right now, but you know what the mile davening out loud is? You ever daven in the Sephardi minyan? Shabbos morning?
No, they
do everything out loud. You know, it's a very, very caustic statement said by the Gary Rebbe. Gary Rebbe said it. He has a license to say it only because he spoke about himself. He said that, how come the Sephardim, it's a very, you know this line?
No, I don't.
You know this line? How come the Sephardim were not affected by the Holocaust as much as the Ashkenaz? You know what he answered? They don't talk in shul. Now that's a person who lost the Ger Rebbe, lost the Ger Chassidus and Polish Chassidus Bechla, lost more Jews than anybody else. And you know what? You know why they don't talk? Sardim don't talk? I realize. You know why they don't talk?
Focused on the davening?
They're davening out loud.
Yeah. Rabbi, with all due respect, when I was in Israel, I went to an Egyptian or whatever it was, shul, Yerushalayim, and I could count on one hand the people who weren't talking.
Okay, well, I don't know. Yeah, what should I do?
What am I doing here? It's like a country club.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. I can't tell you. But life in Klali, that's what, at least the one I once davened in. Everybody, I couldn't believe it. Everybody came down, sat down in a U shape. You know, and everybody just said every word together. Okay, fine. Now, I'm telling you to follow. I'm asking you, and I'm going to tell you something which I think is. I'm not here to focus on talking. I'm here to focus on davening. Okay, you have your chumash open in front of you. I'd like you to take a look at something in chumash here. After this hakdama that is called the base tefillah, I'd like you to open up the parshas truma. Parshas truma. I noticed something here, which to me was rather shocking. Okay, Truma, Chofei Pasuk Yud. The beginning of Truma, Chofei Pasuk Yud. I would like to focus on the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, okay? The Kalim of the Mishkan. V'yasu Aron. Mark, what's the word there? Pasuk Yud. Chofei Pasuk Yud. You see it? V'yasu Aron. Okay, take a look. Chofei Pasuk Yud.
What is it? Okay. Nine. I'm close.
I think you gotta turn the page. No, you're not in Truma though. That's it. The Yasu Aron Atzeh. Aron is made out of wood, right? Okay. Let's continue here, please. And now take a look at Pasuk Chof Gimel. I forgot your first name, please. Ken, right? Oh, read it. The Yasisa Shulchan. Chof Gimel.
Shulchan.
Atzeh Shitim. Okay, the Shulchan was made of wood. Or is made out of wood. Shulchan is made out of wood. Can I ask you to read it? You look like your eyes are bothering you. It's okay?
Can I wait till
after? You guys, go back. Okay, let's go. Mark.
Okay.
Chof Vav. We have right now the, we've done the Aron and the Shulchan. And now let's do a Chof Vav Pasik Tes Vav. It's Revi. It's the Krushim.
Now where and what pasuk?
Tesvav.
Okay.
It's Revi.
I got it.
Got it. Mishkan. Atzeh Shitim.
Yeah.
Atzeh Shitim. So the Aron's Atzeh Shitim, the Shulchan's Atzeh Shitim, the Karashim are Atzeh Shitim. Now I'd like you to turn, please, to Shishi, Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Yasisa Samizbeach. You got it, Shishi, Chav Zayin Aleph? Can you see it? You want to say Vasisa? Atzeh Shitim. So the Aron's Atzeh Shitim, the Shulchan's Atzeh Shitim, the Krushim Atzeh Shitim, the Mizbeach is Atzeh Shitim. And then, turn to Parshas Tetzaveh, Be'er Shabbos Parsha, and take a look at Shvi, which is Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, all the way at the end of Tetzaveh. First one gets the page, please tell us.
Four eighty-two.
The end of the Tzavah Shvi. You see it, Lamed Pasuk Aleph.
Yes.
You see some Mizbeach. I'm going to read it. Mikdar Ketores, which is Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach Apnimi, Mizbeach Ketores, Atzeh Shitim. So, Aron Atzeh Shitim, Shulchan Atzeh Shitim. You with me? Krushim Atzeh Shitim, Mizbeach HaChitzon Atzeh Shitim, Mizbeach HaPnimi Atzeh Shitim. Mark will tell you that a week ago Shabbos, Parshas Truma, I was bothered that the word Shitim, which is translated as acacia wood, which we all know the Rashi mentions that Yaakov Avinu sent down those Atzeh Shitim, or brought down the Atzeh Shitim from Mitzrayim, planted them in
Midbar.
I brought them down from Eretz Yisrael, planted them in Mitzrayim, and they took them with them in the Midbar. You know what it means to take these Atzeh Shitim? You know how big the Krushim were? 10 Amos. You know what 10 Amos is? 20 feet, 18 feet, poles that were an arm and a half wide. You know what an arm and a half is? You're talking, 3 feet. You know, you know, kind of poles. You're talking about these things weighed.
It's like a telephone pole.
It's gigantic, solid, solid. They stuffed them all along with them, and it's unbelievable. So I gave him a schmooze. My brother, in fact, got engaged at his engagement many years ago. We spoke about this. There's a Masaira that the Mishkan had a Masaira to it. That's why it worked, which is all emes. But this past Parshas Truma, again, Mark will tell you that I asked the question that Shittim is Gematria. Remember?
She's Gematria of
Satan.
Satan.
Remember that? Shittim is Gematria Satan. And we found a Medrash that asked the question that wood represents eights, and eights represents the Eitzahara, which is probably referring to the Eitzadas. Can you imagine that in the middle of the Oren, in the middle of the Kutche Kutchim, there is wood that, if you remember the story of Bilam, that when Bilam got the Benos Moav to sin, we got them to sin where? In Shittim, and the Gemara says Shittim is because Shittim refers to Shtus, because a person doesn't sin unless there's Shtus. And the Gemara learns out that Teche Kabaro means you're a Talmud Chochem, if you're inside and the outside are the same, and then you stuck the wood in between the gold. What is it about? And we said the answer is that the gold is there to surround the wood, because a true Talmud Chacham is a person who works on the Yetzirah. And anywhere you go, the Yetzirah accompanies you.
Right.
Anywhere you go, the Yetzirah accompanies you, even into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even in the Oren in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And every single one of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash has wood in it, and the wood is Atishitim. What if I would ask you the most prominent and perhaps the most famous beged that the Kohen Gadol wears?
The Choshen
HaMishpat. And the word Choshen is the same letters as?
Nachash.
Beautiful. Nachash does not represent such good things. And when we got Smicha in the Choshen Mishpat Kolo, Rabbi Twersky from Milwaukee came and spoke. And he said that Choshen Mishpat is also Nachash. It's easy to slip into that when it comes to monetary matters. It's so easy to slip into that. It defies the scripture how easy it is to slip into that. Right? Fine. So, is there not a hint, Haloi Dovarhu, that inside the Mishkan, wherever you turn, there's the Nachash, there's the Satan? Isn't it unbelievable? Now, I have a question which I don't have an answer for. This happened to me while I was in Lakewood over the last few days. Can you name a kli in the Beis HaMikdash that has no wood in it?
A kli that doesn't have wood?
Yeah. It's the only one. The only keli in the Beis HaMikdash.
It's there.
No. You just said both Mizbachot have...
What that holds the fire?
The kiyar?
Kiyar is not really one of the kli in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if it does have wood or not. Well, you remember? No, come on, you all know. You all know. As soon as I say what it is, you're all going to kick yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't have wood in it.
No. Hanei, right, hello, Lou. The menorah. That's what I thought you were trying to say before. The menorah is made only out of gold. And I don't know. Now, the menorah represents Torah Sheva Peh, but the menorah represents Torah Sheva Ksav. I don't know why there is no. A kid in Lakewood, a 15-year-old kid in Lakewood, told me why he thinks there's no wood in the menorah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't make the menorah. And what did he do with it? He took the gold, Rashi brings down, and they threw it into a.
A fire,
and Hashem just made it.
Yeah.
He said, if it would be wood, it would have been consumed by fire. I said, okay, I hear the terrorists, but... I said, well, Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to make a nest, he could have thrown wood in also. He would have made it.
Also, not that gold would be involved, because gold was the...
Gold was the eagle. Yeah, no question about it. Much to think about. However, I'd like to present the following. I'm not sure which way it goes. Dvarim sha'ayinim berumah shalaylam. The Gemara says, that which stands berumah shalaylam, it holds up the world. It's a, the Gemara says it's a tefillah. Tefillah. I'm wondering, is it possible that tefillah is so important? Basi base tefillah kol amim, as Jesus said. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where you got close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishkan is the place where you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishkan represents Torah. There's no question about it. The Shekhinah that was in Nizgal at Har Sinai came into the Aron and stood on top of the Aron inside the Mishkan. Nothing to talk about. It didn't leave until the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. I'm wondering. Halei Dovaru. That here we have the Mishkan with all the Kalim to erect the base tefillah, the greatest synagogue. I don't know what the word synagogue means, but the greatest synagogue that there ever was. The Mishkan, base tefillah. And you know what, Rabbi say? The sultan's in every vessel. You know why? Because when we start davening, the sultan doesn't let us down. He makes us crazy. I'm not asking for a report or for an answer. But how many times in our lives have we ever started a Shemoneh Esrei with the word Hashem Sosai Tiftach, ended with Oysa Shalom Imraimov, and never had an improper kavana the entire time? By improper kavana, I mean, what am I doing tonight? Where am I going? And I fell asleep. I don't know what the words were. From Hashem Sosai Tiftach until Oysa Shalom Imraimov. Now, we ended off a shiur last week or 2 weeks ago by saying that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach said, by me a great satog, by me a great day is a baruch, and an atah is an atah. Sounds so flippant. It's not flippant.
It's not. It's a huge challenge.
It's a huge challenge. Haloi dovar hu, that basically based feel of chol ha'amim, is a place that is, I don't want to use the word infused, but I want to say it's a place that has a sutton over the place. It's a pella. The sultan's all over the place. Now, I don't know how it goes, the height of which one is more important. I know that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. I know we sing Torah is the Ikka here. I know it's the motto of our shul. When we daven, we talk to God. We talk to Hashem. When we learn, Hashem talks to us. The person struggles. And then finally says, Eureka. He understands what the words of Tosfos, of Rashi, or the Gemara means, the Mishnah, the Chumash. That's Hashem talking to him. When a person comes up with a good kasha, that's Hashem talking to him. When we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we're talking to Hashem. You want to ask me which one is more important? I know Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, but Haloi Dovar Hu, Beisi Beis Tefillah Kol Amim, and the Oren represents the Torah. The Aron holds the Torah. The Torah gives us what we need. Psach libi b'sarisecha. We daven to Hashem to help us learn Torah. Throughout davening, we're asking Hashem to help us learn Torah. So, each one needs the other. And I'm just wondering, each one has the sultan. It's a pella. You ever have a chavrusa for an hour? Or a half hour? And learn 60 seconds a minute for the entire half hour? Or 60 seconds a minute for the entire hour? Or 60 seconds a minute for a 4 hour Seder?
4 hours,
no. 4 hours, I just flew to Lakewood. Right, my grandson's bar mitzvah. My grandson's. You know that the Punovich Rav said that the hardest time in his life was the 3 years he learned the Chavrusa with Rav Chanan Wasserman. Rav Chanan Wasserman did not battle for a second. He was informed that his wife had a baby boy. And he went to ask the Chofetz Chaim if he should go home for the bris. And the Chofetz Chaim said to him, are you a mayor? And he said, no. There's an addendum to the story. Is it okay with your wife? But there was a shiloh whether or not he should go home for his son's bris. Zavid Zucker is a Mary the Gemasmith. He flies to Lakewood for every one of his Anakul Kibrisim. It's an incredible thing. I'm just saying the Sutton is here. And the two most powerful things that we do as Jews, learning Torah and davening, basi based field of Kol Amim. And throughout the Mishkan, there's the Sutton.
It makes sense to me in a way, though, because you have to have drive to come to a class. You have to have drive to go to shul. And this, and that Yetzer Hara in some
is real.
Is a drive that drives you there. I don't.
You need a drive of the Yetzer Toiv to overcome the Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara is telling you not to go there. You need a drive to overpower it to come. That's what you mean. I'm just saying, as a general shear here, I find that
appealing. Catholic medicine, maybe you need a little kernel of the negative so the good will overcome it.
Okay, that could be. Okay, Rabbi, so I'm saying thank you. I'm telling you also that next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. So we're not going to have shear for two Tuesdays. Okay, Hatzlacha, Rabbi.